Blog Talk Radio.
On Blog Talk Radio Nation, you are tuned in to Eye on Hollywood. Yes, it is another Friday. And as always, I'm LeVar, and I am joined by the one, the only, and the lovely Lola. Lola, what's up?
Nothing much. Just enjoying this beautiful Friday. As everybody knows, there was a major wedding across the Atlantic. I believe that's the right ocean.
So do you have, like, your wedding hat on today? And I know hats were the...
I do. I have my wedding hat on. I got one of those crazy, what is it, Philip Tracy that designs those hats. I have my special Lady Gaga type hat on.
Oh, good Lord. Yes, but that would be upstaging the bride at that point with the Lady Gaga hat. Actually, you know what? They actually had a picture of the prince's cousins, and you know, I had not seen them in years. And that with Beatrice and I'm trying to remember the other one's young name. Beatrice and Eugenie or something like that, which is Andrew's kids. And, you know, normally it's like, you know, you see them pop out, like, every few years for, like, some special royal event. But now they're, like, 22 and 21.
Wow.
And it makes you feel old because you remember when, you know, the big, huge thing was when they were born, you know. And now they're these, you know, young, beautiful young ladies. And, yeah, they wore these, I think they, you know, there's been a lot of pictures of them in their hats today, which was... you know, it was definitely the day to be out and about in jolly old England, displaying your hats and your wares for the wedding. As I cut into my British logo. But of course, the big news of the day surrounding that was what the bride was actually going to wear. And she wound up wearing a Sarah Burton dress look. Of course, she works for the house of Alexander McQueen, of course, the fashion designer who committed suicide last year. And actually, you know, this is one of the first weddings. You know, normally it's the bride, and of course the bride looked lovely. You know, it's Kate, or, sorry, Catherine, or even her sister. I was like, you know, mostly, you know, the bridesmaid, they kind of give them some really off dress to kind of offset the bride, but even people were looking at Pippa Middleton. So lovely young ladies. I would even have to say even the brother, you know, is like a handsome guy in his own right. So it's parents got good genes, I guess.
Well, you know, today they were saying that Pippa was Kate wanted her to look good because she's a single lady. And
really?
She wanted her to look good in her own right, yes.
Well, mission accomplished, because I'm pretty sure a lot more people are going to be looking at Pippa after today. It's kind of like here the other night during the Bulls game, there was Joakim Noah, his grandfather, was sitting in the audience for the first time watching him, and next to him was this beautiful, stunning young lady, only that we found out later that that was his sister. Everybody's
wow.
Like, "Whoa, Joakim, you know, like, bring your sister back with some work." good genes running the family in that one. So, yeah, it's, but no, the royal wedding is the big story of the day. And it kind of, you know, every other thing in Hollywood kind of pales in comparison to this story because, of course, it's been taken over by the morning news networks. And I admit, by default, Lola, I actually did watch it today because I had gone to bed early, not with the intent of waking up to watch this, but with the intent of getting some sleep. And for those of you that know, I have the worst time sleeping. If I go to bed early, I'm going to wake up early. And in this case, last night, I went to bed early, and I woke up early. And sure enough, I woke up a couple of minutes before 4 a.m., and couldn't sleep, and there was nothing but, I think, besides paid programming and fair on ESPN and Nick at Night, but I think every other channel, you know, had something with the royal wedding today, and it was, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I know a lot of people have been knocking it lately, and they say that it's, you know, rubbish and this and that, but, you know, I think with all of the negative news that's out there, it's always good to see something positive, and especially something in which you see young love turning to a wedding, so...
I agree with you, because here in Michigan, at least in Detroit area where I'm from, a lot of people kind of were a little panning it, and I thought it was refreshing. Like you said, I'm tired of hearing the local rape, murder, robbing story on the news. It was just nice to have something positive.
Yeah, something positive kind of gets you away from troubles in the world for a few minutes. But, of course, we're not forgetting the major troubles in the world, and that is the people who, you know, were affected by the tornadoes down there in Georgia and Alabama, specifically Alabama. And, of course, our thoughts and prayers are with those people down there. I know it's not a Hollywood story, but sometimes real life kind of comes into the fray. And I looked at the destruction that kind of went through there even more so this morning, and you're just amazed that, you know, even though, sadly, there were fatalities, that you're amazed even more so that it wasn't higher than what it was, because it totally, it's unbelievable looking at the sites down there. I only hope that, you know, they get the help that they need quickly. It looks like a war zone if it was a war down there, and unfortunately, they lost that one to the tornado, and, you know, and this time of year, we all know it. They're rampant, and just, you know, like I said, your heart just goes out to those people down there because they lost everything. So, but going on, it kind of makes our Hollywood news here kind of look like, like way less important, which it is. But, of course, the name of the show is Eye on Hollywood. That's what we're here for every week, every Friday. I don't know. I call this Potpourri Friday, just like I call our other show Potpourri Monday, because there wasn't much to look at this week in terms of news, because the stuff we're going to crank out today, really, in a good week, probably would not even make this show. It would make the cutting room floor, and I'm not talking about our show on Monday either. I guess I should go through the baby news and then the marriage engagement news before I go into the other news, because it's not that big. But I guess congratulations are in order this week, because Kristen Cavallari, who a lot of people know from her days on, you know, reality TV, got engaged to Chicago Bears quarterback Jay Cutler. So I guess we'll be seeing her around town a lot more now, or at least until Jay is traded. And then also on the marriage engagement front, Kate Hudson spilling the beans Wednesday on the Today Show that she and rocker Matthew Bellamy are going, and not only is Kate pregnant and expecting, but they are to be wed. I know Matt Meyer pointed out the ring on her finger, and she said, yes, she is getting married. I thought a long time ago, Lola, I thought Kate Hudson said she wasn't going to get married again, or she wasn't going to marry a rocker. Did I hear wrong somewhere? I thought she said that.
I think she just says that. I think that was during her sadly brief fling with my A-Rod. I think she had to, like, save face and say that, because he wasn't going to marry her. And he's not going to marry you either, Cameron Diaz.
I think if I had to choose, I think I would rather if he's going to date Kate or Cameron at that time, which he did, I almost rather see Kate. I don't know, for some reason.
Me too.
I like Kate.
Me too.
So, in the baby news front, take what you will, but Angelina from Jersey Shore announced that she and her fiancé, Dave Kovacs, are expecting. Is baby going to come out fist pumping, or I don't know.
God only knows.
And also, for you guys everywhere who are in love, who, you know, is in love with January Jones from Mad Men, she has announced that she is expecting in the fall. That's all she said at that time. And rumors are swirling as to who the baby, I don't want to say baby daddy, that sounds so bad, but as to who the father to this child is, And all signs seem to be pointing to Saturday Night Live star Jason Sudeikis, who she has been seen dating. And I don't know why she didn't, you know, mention anything about it, or, you know, it's kind of rare in Hollywood for an actress to say that they're, you know, they're going to be a single mom or to have a baby out of, well, I guess not to have a baby out of wedlock, but, you know, it's kind of rare, especially in this case. You know, with Natalie Portman, at least she had her significant other, and then they said they were going to get married. But here she's saying, hey, I'm having a baby. Didn't mention the baby's dad or anything else of that nature. It's just that, you know, I'm expecting in the fall. So she got a little time off anyway, along with Mad Men not going to be filmed until, like, next year. So, so January Jones still going off the market. At least I didn't hear anything about her. When I heard Mad Men star pregnant, yeah, it's bad. I was hoping it wasn't Christina Hendricks. I'm still hoping that doesn't work. That sounds bad. I'm hoping that doesn't work out. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's my own, you know, jealousy, I guess. But
I know the feeling. I experience it when I see those pictures of A-Rod and Cameron. I always think, God, I can't wait till we dumpster.
And then I guess in the reality TV news front this week, Casey Abrams last night was eliminated from American Idol. The 20-year-old from Idol, well, California, was deemed by many to be the front runner on that contest, and now that really puts things up in the air. Five are left to go, and the winner is scheduled to be announced on May 26th. And I really don't watch American Idol. Not sure if you do, Ola. But from what it sounds like this year, it sounds like there's a lot of upsets, and people who at one point were deemed safe, you know, are leaving the show. So I guess it's a good thing for the show that no one really is safe until they're safe. You know, I was like, you know, I guess it's important to get the voting in, but I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see who turns out to be the next American Idol. And also in TV news, I know that they were saying, I wish somebody would come out and just say something. Now, if you're in the TV industry, you know that in the next couple of weeks, a lot of the networks are going to do what's called their upfront presentations, and that's presentations in which they will announce what shows are coming back in the fall, you know, the details behind it, and they get a little previews, and, you know, they strut some of the stars out to talk about it. But the biggest mystery right now is concerning CBS and what they're going to do with 2.5 Men. And what has been a strange week, Lola, at one point you had sources that said it was 50-50 that Charlie would be back, that he was trying to get these meetings with creator Chuck Lorre and CBS executives to come back. And then Chuck Lorre is saying there's a snowball's chance in hell he's not coming back and that they're moving on without him. But it's 50-50 that there will be a 2.5 Men, but if there is a 2.5 Men, it's just going to be with John Cryer, but yet we don't know who the other character is going to be. At this point, if you are a network executive sitting there, what do you tell the creators and producers of 2.5 Men? Do you A, say, hey, bring back Charlie? B, show me what you got, and maybe we'll bring it back mid-season? Or C, just tell them to just forget it and wrap it up and just we'll be all right from there.
I would bring back Charlie. I would. I mean, it is his show. It's about him. Right now, everybody has got their eyes glued on Charlie. I mean, why not make a few million bucks in the process, right?
I agree with that. But it's also to say, you know, what if we had a third wheel here on Eye on Hollywood? What if we had somebody that talked bad about us day in and day out, but yet they brought in, you know, some substantial ratings, and they, you know, just totally ripped us a new one out in the open air and just, you know, hated our guts. Is it easy to bring that person back here knowing that they don't like you and you probably don't like them, but yet it's kind of like working with the devil in disguise because they do good things for in regards to your pocket and your ratings. Is it really worth that pain and headache? Because also, if you bring that person back, is it guaranteed that it's going to work? There's going to be a lot of hurt feelings there. And what if he goes off the handle again? How do you combat that, and how do you handle that? I guess that's the only thing. I'm not saying I'm a for or against it, but I guess my question is, okay, you bring back – I'm like you. I'm not going to watch 2.5 Men without Charlie Sheen, because anything
exactly.
less is just going to be a piece of crap. I mean, let's just admit it. It's
exactly.
not going to last. Why waste our time? But if you bring him
no,
back –
No, if it was an ensemble show, it would have been different.
Yeah, it's like, okay, well, you know, how do you control him? I mean, he might come back, and if everything might be fine for a month, and then he flies off the handle again, and then it's kind of like you can't control him. So it's like, you know, how do you actually go across and handling that? Do you just get a different executive producer and set and people that will just no-till and say, yeah, go ahead, Charlie, do whatever you do, go out and party, and just come back here, make sure that you're, you know, you can work? Because, I mean, if you figure it out beforehand, he was working and still doing what he was doing, and it wasn't really bothering anybody. You know,
yeah.
it wasn't until he started yapping about the executive producer and the creators that things got a little tough. I mean, and you think about it, if you talked about your boss at the job, the boss is pretty much going to fire you because when it comes down to that, there's a leadership issue. So,
definitely.
I don't know where that kind of goes, but it's going to be interesting to see what CBS says in regards to bringing back 2.5 Men, or if they do. I'd almost rather you hate to end the show, open-ended like that, but I think in this case, I can live with having the show end open-endedly like that, because it's just not going to be the same to you.
It can't exist with just John Cryer. I mean, because he plays a certain kind of character. You know, he's the total opposite of Charlie Sheen's character. And he's kind of like, you know, envious of Charlie Sheen, because Charlie Sheen just seems to have, like, he has a way with everything. And here, John, you know, Cryer's character kind of struggles. You know, everything is a little more harder.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, you know, I'm going to really age us right now, and I'm going to mention some people that probably most of our audience won't know, but it's kind of like, you know, Abbott and Costello. Once Costello died, Abbott really, he tried, but it didn't work. You know, he's just another straight man. The Three Stooges. Once Curly died, you had Shemp, but it really wasn't the same. And, you know, it's like if Mo left the group, it was just Curly and you had a main person, it would just seem weird. It's just not even worth doing it. But, so I don't know where that would pretty much go with that one. But before we kind of get to the other stories, just in case if you were headed out to the weekend box office this weekend, four big movies are out. The PG comedy drama Prom is out. Really didn't have like a list of people who we'd know. The PG animation Hoodwink 2, Hood vs. Evil. So if you saw the first Hoodwink, take out to see the second one. I think that movie, I'm going to predict right now, will probably finish 2 or 3. And I'm going to tell you which one's going to finish number one in a second. Another movie out is the horror comedy Dylan Dog, Dead of Night. That is with Brandon Routh and Taye Diggs. So I know Lola will be in the theater just watching for those two guys. And,
yes, I will.
But I think she's also going to skip theaters and go back and forth, because she's also probably going to see the other movie opening up this weekend, the big movie opening up this weekend, the PG-13 action film Fast Five with Vin Diesel, Paul Walker, and The Rock. So I know she's going to go out and see that one. So I know.
I like The Rock.
She really likes The Rock. So that's finally out. And then getting into a couple of the stories here this week. One, of course, was a breaking story, but I'm going to mix in with another one because it's both regarding some stars that have kind of fallen off the wagon here. And this one isn't the breaking one, but for those of you that know, Bon Jovi sideman Richie Sambora is back in rehab. Of course, back then he had a 2008 DUI, but he has gone back in for, I know they said exhaustion and a couple other issues, and so he kind of went off the wagon. But I think Bon Jovi announced they will continue the tour. They will do a couple of shows without him. But the other big story this morning was one that TMZ was reporting, and that is about celeb rehab star Frankie Lanz, who's the mother of singer Keisha Cole. She was arrested after a traffic violation yesterday and I guess she had an active warrant stemming from a probation violation, and she had drug-related materials on her. You know, it's just so sad. I could pretty much see, you know, the pain, and I could see it now in Keisha Cole's face even without even looking at it, because if you remember the reality show that she had and what, you know, some of the things that her mom was going through then, you were hoping that she was turning the corner, but then again, I think we all kind of knew that for her to turn the corner, for Frankie to turn the corner, was going to be a long, rough, tumbling road. And unfortunately, yesterday, she was arrested, and I know according to TMZ, as of this morning, she was still in jail, so no word on that yet. That's a hot mess.
It sure is.
And then there was two more stories I'm kind of leaving here. Let's see. Where do you want to go? Do you want to start first with Tila Tequila or Miley Cyrus?
Well, they're both hot messes, so we're in sync.
Let's go Miley Cyrus. Interesting reason, yeah. Miley Cyrus. Not sure if you guys are fans of, you know, some of the different celeb photog sites out here that have pictures of celeb, but if you notice one thing about Miley Cyrus this week, she's left the house missing something. And let's just say that if I had a water gun and Miley Cyrus came up to me and I shot it, there would be more there than meets the eye. Miley Cyrus leaving the house without a bra this week, and I'm pretty sure word got back to her. Huh?
It sure made the news.
Oh, it sure did. I'm pretty sure it got back to her because Miley took to Twitter and posed again, braless, and with the quote, "I am who I am, braless." And I guess now we've got another Britney Spears on our hand, because didn't Britney do that before her dad had to come in? And I love when Britney does it, because when Britney does it, you know, you can...
I loved it when Britney kind of had her meltdown. It did. It was really great stuff.
I was going to say, when Britney did it, you could tell what the weather was in Louisiana that day. So it... could Miley... saying to Twitter, yeah, it's, I see this is the beginning of where it's going to be Billy Bob getting that conservatory soon. So, I don't know, but hey, Miley, do what you got to do, I guess. But the one big story that kind of disturbed me was a Radar Online report about a budding romance and two people hooking up, and it bothered me to no end. It was reality star Tila Tequila, and I can't even say reality star Nick Hogan, because I don't think he's a reality star.
No.
But the son of Hulk Hogan, Nick Hogan, word is that they hooked up on the set of this movie that they're shooting, and I know if you are like Mo and I was, we're shocked that somebody actually hired them to do a movie. But yes, according to that, I know Tila is 9 years older than Nick, and I have a love-hate relationship, and this is going to sound weird, and people are going to go, "Ew, really?" But let's just say that if Tila Tequila came up to me, I wouldn't turn Tila down. Tila's very hot. She's very pretty. A little not so, but she's really pretty. I find this hard to believe. I really hope that's not true. I would be so disappointed in Tila, and that's saying a lot. I would be so disappointed in Tila if that's true. I don't know.
It was definitely shocking. I dropped whatever I was holding when I saw the headline of it.
She's been looking good lately, and I think it's because, you know, she's probably not, you know, doing things that kind of made her a little crazy. I don't know. It's like she's been keeping herself in line, which is pretty good. So, and I think
she's been doing something else lately.
Yeah. And you know, one other thing before we get out of here today, I actually had a chance, and there's been rumors, and you go to MediaTakeOut.com, read about the Lady Gaga Beyonce thing. I'm not going to go into it because I don't know if it's really true until I kind of see some stuff for myself. But I had a chance to go online shortly before the show today and listen to Beyonce's new hit called Girls. I'm sorry, I'm going to be the first one to say it. Beyonce, I love Beyonce. She's listening to me, I love you. But I think if you listen to this new song, you're going to be disappointed. If you were expecting something outside of the box, it is, and like I said, it's a reach for. But it was disappointing because I don't know. I just wasn't feeling the song. And I'm not sure if any of you out there heard it, but I just wasn't feeling it. But, I don't know. I'm hoping the rest of the album is as good, but, yeah, not good at all. Disappointingly, not good at all. And with that, we've got a few minutes left to go, and I guess I should say a couple of things. One, we'll be here on Monday with the Cutting Room Floor at 5. I don't know what topics will be then. We usually go at the last minute, but for the first time, and I've been kind of holding off on them, we call this News and Comment Network for a reason, and that's, you know, eventually we will do commentaries. There's been a lot of stuff in the news regarding, I don't even want to give him the benefit of more press, but there's been a lot of stuff in the news regarding Donald Trump. On Monday,
yeah.
I promise for you, I will have the first, well, pretty much the first commentary we've done since we started this News and Commentary Network. I will have my commentary in which I've entitled it An Open Letter to Donald Trump. And that will be on Monday's edition of the Cutting Room Floor, along with any other breaking news that we have on that day. But I promise you, I'm hoping it will be good enough for him to hear. So that will be on Monday. we've got a couple minutes left to go. Anything we missed, Lola?
I think we covered it all. I think we got every story covered. We got the Kate and the January Jones. We got the royal wedding. We talked a little bit about that, which hopefully I hope that this marriage works.
Yeah, I hope so too. Actually, there's two other stories. I don't even want to go into it, but you can go to, and I'll give credit where credit's due, you can go to popular.com, and among some of the stories he's talking about is Deadline and the Hollywood Reporter is in negotiations with Mark Wahlberg and Justin Bieber for an untitled drama that will revolve around street basketball. And then they will have more on the brand new host of the MTV Movie Awards, which is, surprise, surprise, Jason Sudeikis, who will be the MTV Movie Awards host on June 5th from Los Angeles. And a couple other stories, especially one about Justin Timberlake talking about the Friends with Benefits concept, because movie about Friends with Benefits coming out. So you could definitely check all that out. You know what?
Yeah, because I think that he might be referencing Olivia Mum and Mila in some of his comments.
I think so. Maybe on Monday we'll talk about Friends with Benefits. But I know, you know,
we should.
We'll talk about that. So join us on Monday, and we'll do that. And I'll have my first commentary, an open letter to Donald Trump. And that is pretty much it. So the clock on the wall, Lola, is telling us that it is time to go. So with that, we thank everyone for listening. We hope you have a great weekend. And like I said, we'll see you on Monday for the Cutting Room Floor. And, of course, we'll be back here, unless conditions warrant, next Friday with another edition of Iron Hollywood. Have a great weekend, everybody.